In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. The Bible says that what we sow is what we reap. That's really interesting because it's so true. We don't believe that. What we sow is what we reap. But your farmer would tell you that much. You sow tomatoes and you're going to reap a crop of tomatoes. What you sow is what you reap. You sow gladioli, you're going to reap gladioli. What you sow is what you reap. That's just the way things are. When you sow, you reap. Now, I also want to tell you that I've been to the death camps in Poland, Germany, Poland. And I want to tell you, you can feel in that place the darkness that has overcome that place. It's just, you can feel it. You can feel it. Because you see, they killed so many Jews and Christians. You can feel it. It's tangible. It's experiential. It's something you can almost touch. But you know, they only killed 6 million Jews and 6 million Christians. We've killed between 40 and 64 million children from the womb. The places that we've killed them, they kind of look, you know, they look kind of okay. You know, they don't look like a death camp, but yet they are a death camp. I'll never forget the day I stood outside of Planned Parenthood. And there was a big white truck that came in front of Planned Parenthood. And it said, medical waste. I'll never forget it because I said to the man, this is not medical waste. These are heads and arms and legs of preborn children. Medical waste. That's what it said. I'll never forget it. Today marks 37 years of child killing. When the Supreme Court gave us Roe versus Wade. 37 years of legalized child killing. Between 40 and 64 million have been killed, and only God knows the women that have been so destroyed, because what you sow is what you reap. And the sadness of these women. You know, we minister to these women, and some of them, they start to come to talk, and you know what? They don't want to continue. It's too painful. And yet they run away, and they're running away from the shadows of their children that they have to face, that they killed their children. But you see, once you face it under the cross, Jesus Christ forgives. But looking at things like that is so painful. They know what they've done. I remember the woman who had an abortion and she had two children in the womb. Every year, on the day of the abortion, she would have a birthday party, light two candles on a cake. I don't know what she was trying to do, you know, but so sad that this poor woman couldn't move on. She couldn't move on. She was in the middle of all this stuff. She couldn't move on. She couldn't receive forgiveness But Jesus always forgives. Jesus always forgives. It's kind of macabre, you know. Birthday cake. A party. But it wasn't a party to celebrate. It was a party to mourn. It wasn't a celebration. And again, I do not point fingers at women who have had abortions. I do not point fingers. You know, I don't know if you've ever been at the ocean. Have you ever seen seagulls? And they're all around a certain area. You know why? Because the seagull know where the fish are. And there they are, there's a school of fish, these little seagulls, they know this is where my lunch is going to be acquired. Seagulls know where the fish are. They know where to fish. The church doesn't. The church doesn't know where to fish. Perfect fishing grounds would be in front of an abortion mill, offering alternatives, bringing people to Christ, saving the lives of children. We don't know where to fish. If we do, we'd much rather fish, you know, in places where everything looks so beautiful and the lights are on us, you know, at a Mother Angelica meeting or a Billy Graham meeting or whatever meeting, you know, with the lights are on and all the beautiful people, and we're going to fish, and people are going to come up to the altar and give their life to Jesus. You know, isn't that wonderful? That's where we like to fish. But if it comes to a little bit of inconvenience, my Savior, inconvenience, I want to thank God that on Good Friday, my Savior inconvenienced himself, and that he went to the cross out of love for me. I want to thank God he didn't think of the inconvenience. I want to thank God that he hung between heaven and earth, naked, the King of glory. I want to thank God. My sins he covered in his precious blood. Remitted, forgave. You see, you know, we're so unlike our Savior. And we call ourselves Christian. And we say that anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. But we don't live it. You know, I could say anything I want to say. You know what I'm saying? I can say anything I want to say. But I'm going to tell you, if we know they're killing children outside of Planned Parenthood, and medical waste trucks are on their way, you know, to pick up the heads and limbs and toes and feet, and do we just let this happen, you know? We're gonna just sing a little louder. You know, that's what they did in the death camps. There was a Lutheran church by one of the railroad tracks, okay? And these people that were Jews and Christian were being led to slaughter. And they could hear these people crying out and crying out and crying out as they passed the church. And the minister said, sing louder, sing louder, sing louder, sing louder. Yeah, it's a sing louder, boys and girls, sing louder. Don't inconvenience yourself. Oh, no. Don't care, you know. You really don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Oh, yeah, 37 years. And we've done nothing, honest. Oh, we've helped a few. I want to thank God for the faithful witnesses outside the abortion mills. I want to thank God they stand there in the winter, in the summer, in the spring, in the fall. I want to thank God these little old ladies, some of them little old ladies, you know. I remember Alice Levin, God love her, she's still living, in her 80s, carrying a sign. In her 80s, carrying a sign. Huh. She can't do it anymore. Can you take Alice's place? She can't do it anymore. Her legs won't let her. Can you take Alice's place in front of Planned Parenthood? You know what I'm saying? This is like putting people on the spot, you know. And you people have them in Springfield, in Hartford, Connecticut. It doesn't have to be in Boston. Can you do something? Can you do something? Our children are being led to slaughter, and our mothers are being led to slaughter, and the church that says that we love Jesus and we've become new creations, we don't do anything. That's the way it is, you know, because we're very comfortable and things are very beautiful. And don't tell me about these things because it irritates me. I know some people already snapped me off. Snap him off. He's talking like this again. You know, he might pinch my conscience. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a men's meeting of Catholics in Boston soon. That wonderful. Oh, yeah, they'll hear all these speakers talk. Isn't that wonderful? I wonder how many of these men are going to go to an abortion mill and pray the rosary. Not many. Not many. Not many. You know, I'm a Catholic priest. In the Catholic Church, abortion isn't even mentioned anymore. Oh, yeah, you know. We might pray once in a while, but it's not even mentioned. But, you know, that's the way it is. We just want to keep the people comfortable. I want to thank people like the young people who stand with the call. It's called the call. They stand by the Supreme Court with tape on their mouths praying. We're holding a sign every day. Lou Engle's kids, the kids that go with Lou Engle. I want to thank God for people like Lou Engle, who has really got this thing of abortion and child killing as one of the first things he preaches about. I want to thank God for people like him. Oh yeah, we write all our documents as Catholics, you know, but we sit in our little pews, ever so comfortable, ever so comfortable. Well, yesterday on Focus on the Family, there was a woman who headed up a Planned Parenthood, and she had worked doing abortions for over 8 years. Isn't that wonderful? There was one abortion that she was asked to assist at, and she had to hold the monitor for the ultrasound. And as she saw the monitor, as the doctor went to kill the baby tried to get away. And as she saw the baby being slaughtered, she dropped everything and went downstairs and began to pray with the people who were praying 40 days for life. She left her job on that moment. That's right. Why don't you get on the internet and go to Google and write the silent scream. The silent scream. Bernard Nathanson. He was an abortionist. He used to tell the women, it's the product of conception, until he viewed the ultrasound and saw the baby trying to get away. Nathanson was an atheist. He's now a Catholic Christian, heralding the cause of life. I thank people like Jerry McAdam, who not only pray for the end to abortion, but a conversion of abortion providers. You see, what you sow is what you reap. And we are sowing violence in these mills. Embryonic stem cell research Violence, violence, violence. And you know, you read about a young man killing 7 people yesterday. 7 people. You read about an Islamic terrorist killing, not 13, because there was a child in the womb, 14 people, and he's being tried with as a civilian, rather than by the military. You know, violence breeds violence. What you sow is what you reap, and you know, it's the way it is. The more violence you sow, is the more violence you reap. It would be another good thing to Google world clock, the world clock. In the world, there's an abortion that's taking place every second. The world clock, it talks about the deaths and the people that are being born and things like that. And then it talks about abortion. And you see it mounting up and mounting up. Mounting. We've just begun now a new year, just 22 days ago. Today again marks the anniversary of the Supreme Court becoming a lawmaking court. They have no right to be a lawmaking court. The Supreme Court is not a lawmaking court. It's supposed to be judicial. But now it has made laws, and the law of the land is it's all right to kill children. It's all right to kill children. And you know our dear president? He was the only senator, when he was a senator, that said, if a child is born from a botched abortion, they are to be left alone. As a matter of fact, he's also said that as president. In other words, you don't feed the child. You don't help the child. You just let the child die. That's our precedent. Your precedent and mine. My Lord. My Lord. I can't believe that, you know. But this is real. This is how we have become. This is how we have become. So crass that life is so cheap. You know, it's like McDonald's. You just eat your hamburger and throw the paper away. That's what we do with life. We just throw it away. We call them medical waste. Let them pick up the heads and the arms and the legs. I'm very sad today that these things continue to happen and very little is done. I'm very sad today that the one who says, anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation, the old has passed away, behold, the new has come, and we sit back. We just sit back and we let it happen. I'm very sad today that we want to live an antiseptic Christianity. And I just want to tell you, when the Lord Jesus Christ became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, he took on humanity's messiness. He did not live a life of being antiseptic. He mingled with prostitutes, tax collectors, and reprobates. He mingled with people who were the underdogs. Still does. But I guess we don't like that. We'd much rather, you know, just, we want to look good. And Jesus looks at us and says, my children are being slain every day. And my people, bought with my blood, turn aside. Everybody can do something. And I'm calling people to go out to Planned Parenthood to at least 3 times and stand by there and see what happens. As I told you, on Christmas Eve, they doubled the clients in honor of the birth of Jesus. They killed twice as many children. Oh yeah, they're demonic. It's demonic. There's no doubt about it. It's demonic. Can it be forgiven? Of course. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than abortion, more powerful than guilt, more powerful than sin. But let me tell you, we are planting violence, and violence will increase. That's the way it is. We would have no recession today, my friends, if these 40 to 64 million children were living. We'd have no recession today. But the church says what the Lutheran minister said many years ago, as the Jews were being led, sing louder. Don't think about it. We have to think about evangelism. Why don't you go evangelize outside of the abortion mill? Why don't you go show love outside of the abortion mill? We have to think about soul winning. Yeah, soul winning. Why don't you go win some souls that are going to kill their children? Oh, not by condemning them, but by praying for them, by loving them, by offering them an alternative, by learning what to do. Oh, we are in need of so many sidewalk counselors. And there are so few. You know why? Because it's costly. It's costly. It's not easy. So let me just tell you this. If you're interested in taking Alice Lavin's place, we need many people. You dial 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. You go 3 times. It doesn't have to be in a row. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. And we will hand on your name and telephone number to somebody else, to Eleonoris. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. And God have mercy on us is all I can say for what we have done and what we have failed to do as a church, as priests, as bishops, as cardinals. God have mercy on us. God have mercy on us. So if you would like to help take Alice Lavin's place, you know, I don't know if anyone could take Alice Lavin's place, to tell you the truth. She's the best. In her 80s, she was out there with the sign. In the cold. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. There used to be an old man that used to stand in front of Arch Street, and oh, they used to make fun of him. He used to carry a sign. Now, you know, when the man is dead, we give the award in honor of his name. You know, wait for him to die. They all laughed at him, and people at Arch Street wanted, the priests at Arch Street wanted nothing to do with that beautiful man. That beautiful, beautiful man. Listen, Jimmy the Roofer is in need of work, and he's very inexpensive. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And, you know, it's going to rain again, and you're going to have it right on your head. 617-519-0341, and he does a good job, and he's also a fix-it man. 617-519-0341, and you know, he undercharges And he tells me what he charges, and I said, Jimmy, that's not fair. It's not fair to charge them so little. And it's really true. 617-519-0341. And anyway, I advertise him, you know why? Because he's reputable. He's licensed. He's insuranced. And he's fast. And he's good. He's good. But that's up to you. You know, you might want to pay double for what you're going to get, and it's sad, but Jimmy will do it very inexpensively, and you'll have a good job. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And again, if you're interested in Planned Parenthood, to go three times, take Alice Lavin's place, 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. And Lord, I do pray that as they're marching in Washington, I do pray, Lord, that you would open the hearts of people to do a little more than marching. I do thank you for the people who are there that run pro-life centers, that have clinics, that show ultrasounds, that run showers, that I thank you for the people who do things. And Lord, raise up a people that are not only speakers, but a people that really put their lives behind their words. Because you know what? I want to tell you one thing. Words are cheap. Words are very cheap. You know, we just had Scott Brown elected. Isn't that wonderful? But let me just tell you this. I'd probably be the only one in Massachusetts that would have said what I said on the radio. And what I said in my church. I did not tell people who to vote for, but I told people what they stood for. I'd probably be the only one to do a thing like that, you know? You know why? Because people are all afraid. I'm not afraid. You know why? Because, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. That this world is nothing. My citizenship is in heaven. And I'll continue to speak out until God stops me and takes me home, and I hope that's not for a long time. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.